Hi Carlton fans, and welcome to the Blues Weekend Update, brought to you by the Yarra Valley Country Club. Following a dirty night at Blundstone Arena on the weekend, the Blues will now look towards Round 5, where they will take on the Eagles in our home game at the MCG on Saturday afternoon. Speaking to media post-match, senior coach Brendan Bolton said the Blues will remain a united front heading into Round 5.
Yeah, well, we'll go and analyse the tape thoroughly. We'll challenge the scores against. We'll go and look at all of that. They scored from stoppage and turnover, so we've got to have a good strong look at that. But we're in it together as a group, coaches and players, and that's what makes strong footy clubs, those that bind together, and we call it bound by blue, but you can't do this on your own. It's about all of us staying fit.
Following the game, Carlton Media caught up with acting captain Patrick Cripps, who gave his take on the loss.
It's only one way out of it, and that's through hard work, so the worst thing we do is drop our chin, and we'll go review the game on Monday. We're going to be strong. We don't stand for some of the effort that we dished out tonight, so we're hard in our review, stick by our values, and we'll find our way out of this.
The side will be without skipper Mark Murphy, who was a last minute out in round 4 with an injured plantar fascia obtained during the warm up. Head of football Andrew McKay gave an update on the star midfielder's injury.
As most of you are aware, Mark Murphy pulled out of the game against North Melbourne on the weekend, late in the warm up. Scans have revealed that he has done some damage to the plantar fascia of his foot, which is some material that runs along the bottom of the foot. The doctors are saying that he'll be out for the next 4 weeks, which is really unfortunate for us. But you know what, it gives someone else an opportunity to fill that spot, but certainly disappointing for Mark and Carlton.
Following training this week, assistant coach Dale Amos told Carlton Media how the team would cover for key player absences.
Yeah, look, I guess it's been a real focus for us as a group anyway to try and spread the load and create density with our leadership and exposure to new players in the team. So that's no different, I guess, with injuries within the group. We're looking to do that anyway. And our expectations are that the guys that turn up and play their role and execute for us.
Despite the nature of the loss, a positive out of the round 4 clash was debutant Lockie O'Brien, who told Carlton Media playing his first AFL game was an experience he won't soon forget.
Yeah, it was great to finally, I suppose, say that I played a game. It's really good to get out with the boys and be in front of the crowd and everything like that. The Carlton support is really good, and it's a pretty good turnout considering it's not back in Victoria and things like that. But yeah, it was amazing to be out there and actually get to experience the AFL life. Yeah.
And elusive forward Zach Fisher spoke to Carlton Media about his focus for the Round 5 match against the Eagles.
Just keep attacking the game. I need to work on a few things defensively, and I've been doing that with a few coaches, but just keep playing instinctively and keep working hard, I guess, and hard at the ball.
Blues fans can catch the players prepare for Round 5 with an open training to be held at Icon Park from 10:30 a.m. on Friday morning. Entry is free, so be sure to get along and meet the boys. That's all we've got for now. Be sure to catch us next Thursday with the Blues Weekend Update.